With me, if you have your Bibles with you this evening, as we continue our study on the Holy Spirit, our helper. Tonight we're in Galatians chapter 5. So if you get your Bibles open to Galatians chapter 5. Joe, when I was a young man, I was a hippie and they thought I was a fruitcake back then. And now I'm full of fruit, amen? It's just a different type of fruit, amen? Praise God. Verse number 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. Here's where we're going to go tonight. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Amen? Amen? Our fruit, it's a heart issue. You know, the Bible says, out of the abundance of the mouth, of the heart, the mouth speaks. And if your heart is filled with the things of God, what comes out is the fruit of the Spirit comes out in the midst of the storm. Now, how many know that we can all find something negative to say if we look, find something negative if we look for it? But how many know that so many times if we search for it, we can find something positive also? Amen. No matter how negative it may look, we can find a positive side to it if we allow ourselves to see it. Amen. So first thing we want to talk about is the heart. And we're going to talk about the heart diet. I'm not going to talk to you the heart diet tonight about get off of fatty foods and whatever. That's another message. Amen. We are eating fruit, right? Fruit and vegetables. Right? So the diet I want to look at is Deuteronomy chapter 8. Turn over a new leaf. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy chapter 8. God was merciful to the children of Israel in the wilderness. Verse number 3. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not. Neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. Amen. So if we're dieting on God's word, if we're digesting God's word, it's being manifested to bring life to us. Amen. So I'm on a word diet. In Matthew 4, when the devil tried to tempt Jesus, he said, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. He quoted God's word. Yeah. Amen. And when we're tempted by the adversary also, what should we come out of our mouth? God's word. You know, my word doesn't scare the devil at all. But when I speak God's word, it has power and it has authority. Amen? So when we're saying that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up we shall condemn, we condemn it by speaking God's word over it. Amen? We're not condemning people. Amen? So we're in a diet that calls for us to make the decision. A decision. In Romans chapter 8, you know, every morning I wake up, I make a decision. Don't you start making decisions in the morning? You make a decision if you're going to get up out of bed. You make a decision if you're going to, what you're going to do, right? You make a decision. I make a decision every morning that I'm going to diet on God's word. And I make a decision, amen? Because guess what? I know the adversary is coming after me during the day somewhere, sometime. Amen? And I want to be armed and ready. Amen. I don't want to be looking for my weapons when he's attacking me. Amen. If there's a military army, if there's an army that's going out, they send the army out. They're armed and ready. Okay. They're ready and prepared. Amen. So the decision I will look at is in verse number 9 of Romans chapter 8. The word of God says, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if so be that the spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. Look at the one next to you. Say, you are the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Sin does not have power over you. You have power over it through Jesus. Amen. I believe if we, as the body of Christ, as children of God, would get a know-so mentality instead of a think-so mentality, we'd win a lot more battles. We'd have a lot more victories. Amen? I don't think I can. I know I can. I know I can do all things through Christ that gives me strength. He doesn't say anywhere, I think I can do things through Christ, but I know that I can. Amen? So he tells you and I about the dying to self in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. The Apostle Paul says it like this. I'm not wanting anybody to die, but sometimes our flesh man needs to get out of the way so our spirit man can rise up. Amen? Verse number 14. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh, yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Amen? Amen. You know, one of the things that, one of the definitions of insanity is doing the same thing and expecting a different outcome. Amen? So I'm no longer doing the things the way I used to do them. Amen? I'm doing them by God's instruction book. Amen. And guess what? The creator of the universe knows what he's talking about. When God said, let it be, and it became, all right? So first we find that we're looking at the heart, the diet, the decision. The decision calls for us to die to ourselves. Okay? Secondly, I'm looking at the highway. That this highway is the new way. And the Apostle Paul says in Romans chapter 6, we'll go with verse number 3. The Apostle Paul asks this, he says, know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, the old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is free from sin. Amen. So we find that this is the new way. The new way is the narrow way. In Matthew chapter 7. Verse number 13. Instructions from Jesus. Enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh to the Father but by me. There is no other way. The way is narrow. Amen? You know, there's only one thing that God's going to look for me. Did you trust my son? Amen? Did you trust my son? So we're going to trust the Lord with all of our hearts. We're going to lean not to our own understanding. All ways we're going to acknowledge him, and he's going to direct our paths. Amen? See, this new way is a narrow way, and that it's the needed way. The needed way. And 1 John chapter 1. Verse number 5. John the Beloved writes in verse number 5, this then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and the word is not in us. Amen? Amen? So he's telling us here, there's the highway, it's a new way. Let us walk in the Spirit. It's the narrow way. Jesus is the needed way. Yeah. You know? In the world that we live in, we'll find many that may be needy. Needy. They don't have. They're needy. Since I'm in Christ Jesus, I'm needier than I ever was before. Listen to me. I'm needier than I ever was before because now I have need of him. Amen. Before, I thought it was all the things. I thought it was all the bells and all the whistles and all the things that we obtained and we got. I thought it was there. And, you know, I thought it had. But all of a sudden, I recognized that, man, I need Jesus. I need him more, and I need him more. Every time I think I got there, I see I need him more. Amen. Every time the old Carl comes out, do you have an old you? All of a sudden, that old you comes back out of right, man, I need Jesus, I need you more. Lord, I don't want to be a needy person, but I needy you. When we sing this song, you're all I need. Is all. You were somewhere between there and there. Hallelujah. Amen. Look to the one next to you and say, I'm in Christ. but I'm still needy. I need him more today than I did yesterday. And I'll need him more tomorrow. Lord, I'm needy. Hallelujah. I don't know about you guys, but that would probably preach. You think? Third, we have the highway, the new way. Now we have the humility. Let us not be desirous of vain glory. Let us be merciful. And Micah, the prophet Micah in Micah 6, verse number 8, he says, he have shewed thee, O man, what is good. And what doth the Lord require of thee but to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with thy God? You know, I like this. Mercy said no. He wasn't going to let me go. He wasn't going to let me slip away. Life and death were standing face to face. And nothing would take his grace away. His mercy said no. I'm so grateful for God's mercy. Amen. Oh, I love the mercy of the Lord. His mercy, the mercy of the Lord endureth forever. Amen. He is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but that all would come to repentance. Amen. So we're looking at this. He says also to be modest. To be modest. In Romans chapter 12, talking about humility, verse number 3, the Apostle Paul says it like this. He says, for I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. Amen. So this is a call for you and I to be meek. To be meek. The Apostle Peter in 1 Peter chapter 5. Verse number 5. The Apostle Peter says, likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Hey, these guys with gray hair? With no hair? They've got valuable lessons. Life lessons. Life lessons. He says, yea, all of you be subject one to another, be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud, but he giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Amen? You know, we're constantly raising up leaders. Amen? And you only can lead to the measure that you learn to follow. If you never learn to follow, you'll never be a good leader. Are you listening to me? Amen. If you want to be a great leader for the kingdom of God, be a good follower. Amen. Because you're reproducing. You're reproducing behind you. You know, serve one another, love one another, honor one another, respect one another. Give and it shall be given back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shake together, and running over. As you give to other men, it should be given back to you. Amen. So we're learning how to lead by example. In other words, it should be more like in the world that we're living in, it don't always do what I say, do what as I do. In other words, what we do has more weight than our words sometimes. If our words aren't aligned, if we're not doing what we're saying, we're causing confusion. And the Bible says where there's confusion, there's every evil work. Amen. And God is not the author of confusion. He does things decently in order. And God has you in this room tonight because God's raising you up to usher in his return. Amen. Amen. God purposed in your life for you to be here no matter where you've been, no matter what you've done. God purposed for you to be here because he has a plan and he has a purpose in your life. And he's bringing back an end time army to usher in his return. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but that's pretty exciting to me. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So with that in mind, we want to drop the hypocrisy in James chapter 3. James chapter 3. Verse number 17. He says, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of the righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Jesus said, blessed are the, for they shall be called the children of God. Amen. So what is God saying to us in our lesson tonight? He says, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. If we live in the Spirit, the heart, we have the diet, the decision, the dying to self. The highway is the new way. It's a narrow way, and it's the needed way. It's done by, with the humility to be merciful, to be modest, and to be meek. And the hypocrisy, provoking one another, envying one another, we're not in that place. We're here to build one another up. Amen? So if you're with me tonight, would you please just stand up? If you can, if not, that's okay. You can stay seated. You can raise your hands while you're seated. I just love an act of surrender. How about that? Father, you see every man, woman, and child in this room tonight. Your word declares you know the plans that you have for each and every one of them. They're plans for good and not for evil. Plans to give them hope and an expected end. Father, as they heard the word tonight, Father God, they have been called for a time such as now. Now, Father God, I pray, Father God, to explode within them, Father God. Spirit of God, just minister in and through them in such a supernatural way that they'll have an impact on everyone that they surround. May they bring you all the glory and all the honor and the praise because it's all about you. And we say, Lord, have your way in our hearts. Have your way in our lives. Have your way in every family, Father God. And Father, help us, Father God, to run this race that's set before us, looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, that he that's begun a good work in each and every one of us is faithful to see it through to completion. So, Father, I thank you for what you're doing in every heart and every life. Now, Father God, use us to minister to others in our workplaces, in our homes, wherever we are, Father God. May we open our mouths boldly to make known the mysteries of the gospel, and we'll never cease to give you all the glory and praise, for we ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen, amen. Amen.